What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Yeah, pick up the pieces after all this. You calm down after yesterday? You were calm yesterday. I tried to be calm. There was a couple times I got my dander raised. A couple of callers here, there.
Yeah, it's when things play out the way they do, like maybe had it gone seven games and somebody just had a terrible game and you're like, oh, we should be moving on. Now, maybe you could make the argument I should be more upset because of what's happening on the other side of the bracket, because at no point did I think the Knicks were some immovable object that we would have to get past. I mean, that stuff went away very early. Now, to their credit, they've been a different team since they got Mitchell Robinson, but last time I saw us play the Knicks, I mean, we dominated there at Madison Square Garden, and I think we were kind of in their head. But regular season, things change. Playoffs are a very different game, as we learn every single year in Cleveland. And unfortunately, it's a very similar situation for our team, regardless of our situation.
We got Bobby Marks. He's going to join us from ESPN, former assistant general manager of the Nets at 7:21. What moves can the Cavs make? We made a move last year, and the move was that we fired J.B. Bickerstaff with this organization. We brought in Kenny Atkinson. Now that the smoke is starting to clear, I know that Kenny Atkinson's the coach of the year, and that's nice. I think that that's a title that a lot of fans have turned into resentment here over the last 48 hours. What do we know that Kenny Atkinson truly does better than J.B. Bickerstaff now? Because, you know, we had a caller bring it up yesterday, and I've been thinking about it. I admitted it to the caller, thank goodness. But I said, I'm willing to admit that last year, when we knew the other shoe was going to drop, and we had known some people who knew that there were some situations behind the scenes that they were going to let go of J.B. Bickerstaff, that some of the players have just moved on emotionally and mentally from J.B. So when we know that, you try to justify it because it's a good basketball team. It was good then. It's good now. You try to justify it. So I talk about inbounds plays. What do you draw? And I still will stand by it. I think he complains at the refs far too much and needs to focus on other things. That's J.B. But you know what?
Yeah, we thought they played victim a little too often.
Yeah, but damn it, when you're up by seven with 48, I know you gave up a 20-point lead, but when you're up seven, 48 seconds left, you can't inbound the ball, what's my new guy doing? Because I have the same problem with the old guy. So what do I know that Kenny really does better? Because this is what's going to stick. I know that, hey, he got better out of Caris LeVert. Caris LeVert was traded. I know that some of the things that he got better with the deeper rotation were better during the regular season. What did you really have to do in the postseason because of injuries and because of the type of team that you were playing? Had to shrink it down a little bit. A little bit. Still tried to play nine when you could, but you had to shrink it down a little bit. So what really was the difference?
So I will say, I'm trying to be as fair as I can because they were so amazing all year and Atkinson seemed to have all the answers at every point. The mystique of Kenny Atkinson is gone. I do think it's gone. I mean, somebody asked me, actually it was Landry Locker, who seems like he's been a Cavs hater, our former producer. He's in Houston.
He's a nut
on
job.
The air there. And
he's a crazy
person. He was not into this Cavs team at any point, so he's doing victory laps.
But of all the producers, he hated me the most. But then we're the closest friends.
Yeah, we still talk. But he did ask a question. It wasn't really an ask. He's like, I think if you swap the coaches in this series, he said he thought the Cavs would have won. And now I would say, what about the injuries, though?
But the Cavs would have won.
He thought Rick Carlisle coached circles.
For a second, I thought you meant JB. Okay.
He thought Carlisle coached circles around Kenny Atkinson. And it did seem like the Atkinson made the first big bold move when he went to that 3-2 zone. And then the Cavs won the game. And I did caution everybody. I'm like, well, they're probably going to do things like ball screen up top and take Evan Mobley out of that. And boy, did they counter with a vengeance.
See, I think I'm being accusatory of Atkinson where I need to be accusatory of the players. Because I don't know what Rick Carlisle would have done had Donovan Mitchell or Darius Garland wasn't able to go in the first two games of the series.
Right. That's what like I come
Rick
back to.
Rick Carlisle couldn't just pick him up and swing him out there like a small child to go out there and play. Evan Mobley was hurt. What was he going to do with Evan Mobley hurt? So I know that Rick Carlisle was able to take advantage of that, and rightfully so. It's professional sports, for crying out loud.
I would say Carlisle dialing up that pressure full court for an NBA playoff game, when you would assume. Carlisle knew his guys were going to gas our guys.
And we had trouble.
And his guys would not succumb to that.
And we had trouble getting out of that. That's absolutely true. I don't know if we would have done that. It's a different type of team. I think they're different type of players. Rick Carlisle is a very, very, very good coach. Very good coach. And yeah, I would say, yeah, definitely better than Kenny Atkinson. Kenny Atkinson's a good coach, but man, I don't, you know, the focus on JB. Yeah, JB, I said some things that I'd rather not say about a coach because I knew that he was going to go, so I was looking for reasoning for him to go. It's unfortunate and true. I don't want to do the same thing with Kenny Atkinson because here we are a year later, and hey, you know what? Maybe we should just lay the blame at the players' feet. Maybe we should just lay the blame at the players' feet who are trying to lead themselves to be able to get over this. Or maybe we should lay the blame at the players' feet with circumstance. Where one of their feet were messed up that they couldn't play. The other one had a high ankle sprain.
So that's part of it. Like, Atkinson unlocked all season long this depth, and I thought the managing of Donovan's minutes was brilliant. And then it turned out not to mean anything. That's the hard part about this in the end, because he couldn't trust any of these bench guys by the end of the season. Ty Jerome was so bad and had lost all that confidence up until he hit those two threes in the final game of the series that he couldn't trust him anymore. And really, he got benched because of it. They had nobody to bring the ball up by, you know, the end of that game too. Nobody could be trusted with the ball. Donovan was so spent despite the managing of minutes all year. Darius wasn't available, obviously. They didn't have another creator. Caris LeVert was gone because they traded him. And they couldn't rely on anybody. So I don't know how much that's Atkinson's fault.
Well, what am I supposed to do, by the way, if I'm Kenny Atkinson next year? Because I imagine if we have the same team coming back, it's the same stuff that you're playing against. I mean, there's going to be some changes here. But what's he supposed to do for blowing teams out by 20 a night?
Yeah, you're not
like
going to keep him
at the beginning of the year. You can't just keep him in. That's why I go back to Donovan. I go, buddy, there's just like you try to box me into a corner where I almost thought I was being accused as trying to say Donovan wasn't a good player yesterday. That wasn't it. I'm looking at Donovan going, hey, man, you're 6'3". There's only so much you can do to take this team to the next level. That's why, like, Evan Mobley, when you said it, I said it, Jason said it, everybody has said it. Evan's got to be the best player on this team. And maybe it's just flat out where he's not ready yet. He's just not ready to be the best player on the team. Will he ever get there? I'm not sure. There's people who are believers in Evan Mobley, and there's certainly people who aren't. But he's going to have to be the best player on the team because he's the one that, if he's able to control what defenses do, it opens up opportunities for Darius and Donovan. But I think that a guy like Donovan, as tough as this is to admit, I think that he's a guy who is a controllable player for a defense that knows what they're doing and has the type of length that a team like Indiana has. That's why I disagree with what Landry said about the coaches. Rick Carlisle, great coach. But I think you're playing with a team that has more length and more strength than what the Cleveland Cavaliers did, and it led to us losing these games.
Just one more thought on this. It's because I saw this debate going on yesterday about Bickerstaff, and maybe he was the scapegoat, and maybe, you know, we tried to blame him for everything way too much. I will say, like, in the NBA, once the players are done with the coach, they're done. And we saw that in Denver.
We saw that here. Who was it, the coach before Doc Rivers up in Milwaukee?
Adrian Griffin
is the guy they quit on. Old what's his name? Yeah, I forgot who it was.
So when they're done, they're done. And you could tell by the reaction of the Cavs players, and really for the first quarter of the year, They were done with Bickerstaff.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean Bickerstaff's a bad coach. That doesn't mean that at all. And you can see he's got real merit. What he was able to do in Detroit this year was awesome. But the players were done with him. So that's it. I don't think we have to overanalyze. It's not that we're making it like one guy's way better than the other. It was time. Atkinson did a great job all season long up until the playoffs. Would have liked to see him with a healthy squad.
But that's the mulligan card that you get to use as an NBA team. Now that card's gone. You've played it. And now it's Kenny. I'm sorry. If we go and we run into this wall again next year, and I think that I think a lot of us already feel this way this year. You've run into that wall again. I got to look at the players. Where's the maturation that we need out of Evan? Where do we need out of Evan? Well, is he not ready that naturally? Okay, fine. But then I got to ask more out of the other players. Do we have the type of players that can get this team over the hump? And I think a lot of people are saying in their cars no right now, but my issue is I don't know what we do with this salary cap situation to get us the type of players. So is there a move that the Cavs can make? Max Drew sent a motivational text to his teammates to the Cavs on Tuesday morning. What were some of his teammates thinking when they received that text? Well, we have some very interesting audio of what they might have been thinking when they got that text from Max. That's coming up at 7:45. However, we bring in Bobby Marks now to talk about how the Cavs can get better, if the Cavs can get better, if there are any moves that the Cavs can make. Bobby Marks, former NBA assistant general manager, ESPN. Bobby, real quick, I don't think you crossed paths with Kenny Atkinson at Brooklyn, no?
No, I was, my last year was 2015.
And that was right before.
Yeah, no, I didn't, not, but I know Kenny well, so no, I did not work with him in Brooklyn, though.
So, you know, we're trying to, it's unfair, but it's blame radio, things like that. Bobby, what are the differences from last year to this year between J.B. Bickerstaff and Kenny Atkinson that we can hold on to? Because, you know, we're trying to find somebody to point our sights at right now, and yeah, the players are the players. We very rarely want to point it at the players. We always go at the head coach. We did it last year with JB, and here we were this year, and it's like, oh, inbounds passes, things like that. I'm like, well, we said the same thing about that last season.
Yeah, I mean, I think last year they were, you know, I know certainly Donovan kind of limped to the finish line a little bit, but I felt, you know, and I know, you know, Jarrett was out, but I mean, this year, I mean, as I said in the article, for the first, whatever, 7 months of the regular season and 2 weeks of the playoffs, they were the best team in the NBA. I mean, you know, or at least in the Eastern Conference. And then all of a sudden you get to a second round against Indiana and things certainly changed. I mean, the list of injuries, certainly, if you want to blame that, and nobody, I guess, probably nobody really cares. But I mean, when you have Mobley, Garland, Mitchell, Hunter, I mean, none of those four guys were 100%. You know, I think you could, that plays a huge role. I think, you know, listen, it's a disappointing year. You win 64 games and you're expecting to get to a conference, to a conference finals. You know, the game, of course, game two is probably the game that lost the series. The inability to close when you should have. So yeah, I mean, listen, you guys, of course you can do blame radio and you can pick apart and stuff like that. But I do think, you know, I do think a lot. I mean, them during the regular season last year were a good to average team. I mean, then during this year, of course, were a dominant team. But as we know, things changed in the second round here, and I do think injuries had to play at least some of it into that.
Bobby Marks with us right now on the hotline. So the first thing we all do immediately when a team loses in the playoffs is start to think about whether or not they need to retool or not. And last year, they decided, you know what, we are keeping the core, but we are dismissing the coach. So that was going to be where they made their big change. Well, obviously, Atkinson's going to be back next year. Now the question is, how prohibitive is the new CBA landscape for them to be able to truly make moves?
Extremely prohibitive. You know, they, you know, the extension of Donovan kicking in, and then certainly with Evan's extension, you know, changing, you know, with him being named defensive player of the year, adding another $8 or $9 million to their payroll next year has, and then of course, when they went out and made the DeAndre Hunter trade at the deadline, they basically paused the financial clock for about a year. And it's equivalent to going out and getting a home equity loan where you're getting money up front, but you're going to pay a significant interest rate down the road there. And that's what's basically going to happen with the Hunter trade. They're a second apron team right now. So what does that mean? They're $13 million. They're not just over, they're $13 million over. So they can't combine salaries in a trade. So if you're looking to try to trade Jared Allen and Max Strus for a $35 million player coming back, you're not allowed to do that. If you were trying to trade for, if you're trying to trade Jared Allen and you want to take back a $22 million player, you're not allowed to do that. If you want to send out cash in a trade, you're not allowed to do that. Your exceptions are basically all eliminated. Your signing exceptions are basically eliminated. Your pick in 2033, your first, will get frozen if you finish over the second apron this next season here. That's why if you're going to try to trade your pick in 31 or 32, you got to do it basically during this upcoming season here. You can bring back Ty Jerome if you want. You are allowed to do that. There's no restriction except for maybe a little bit of the cost, but it comes out a significant number. For example, if you sign them to a $14 million salary, it costs you another $80 million towards the luxury tax. So it's, yeah, there's certainly restrictions. The CBA doesn't tell you that you can't keep what you have, but it's basically telling you that you can't add any, you know, it limits you as far as adding everything else.
31 and 32. I mean, good God, we're going to have a new football stadium by then. You're scaring the hell out of me over here, Bobby.
You're not the only team who's in that boat.
Whoa.
There's a lot of those teams that are have those. Listen, Denver's in that same situation. The Lakers are in that same situation where, yeah, you basically depleted your assets as far as from the Donovan trade. And then certainly going out and get Hunter, you eliminated most of your swap rights and everything here. And that's probably your big trade asset is your 2031 or 32 first to go out and do something.
So the Hunter trade, because I made the point on social media yesterday that it seemed like it was actually now more risky than I thought at the time. Now, granted, I didn't think they'd get bounced in the second round, and it's unfortunate he got injured in the series, even though he was able to play. So do you think they would have been better off?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Maintaining their flexibility, or is that a move you make every time because they needed that length and you weren't assuming they were going to get bounced as early as they did?
Yeah, I think what would have happened is you still would have had Niang and his salary on your books, and you would have been forced to You know, Karras would have been here too, but he would have been a free agent. You would have had a little bit of flexibility, but it wasn't like, you know, you would have still been a luxury tax team. You would have probably been close to the first apron. So it would have still have limited you as far as going out and signing a player in free agency.
So, Bobby, what can the Cavs actually do? Can they do anything to be better than what they are? I mean, they won 64 games.
But, well, that's the hard thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I know. It's like, what can they do to be better? And then you're like, wait a minute, they just won 64 games, right? It's like, it is an extremely hard question to answer. They've got 11 guys under contract. They've got two picks in the second round. Yeah, certainly those are probably more designated to two-way guys. Yeah, I'm sure that the age-old question will come back as far as the Garland-Mitchell fit. I'm sure that the Mobley Allen fit, which I thought was, you know, pretty good this year. I mean, they were a really good team. Unfortunately, you know, they found a unfortunate fate when it comes to when it comes to the playoffs. Listen, they'll explore. I don't think you could just sit here after losing, getting bounced in the second round, and after winning 64 games, and say, oh, you know what, we're going to do it all again. You know, and because what you don't want to happen is you get to this point again next year, and basically the same things happen. You know, defensively, kind of went out the window a little bit, which you were one of the better defensive teams. I mean, you did everything right. I mean, you had the fifth fewest games missed to injury this year. You managed Donovan really well. Unfortunately, he gets hurt towards the end of the playoffs here. But I do think you'll be exploring trades as far as what you can do, as I said, but you're just kind of limited as far as what the return value is going to be.
All right, Bobby, with that said, you gave us all the limitations of the deals you could make, but could you provide a framework of a deal you could make? The names that keep coming up are Jared Allen and Darius. So if you were to, let's just say, move one of those guys, what's the framework of a deal you could do that would be feasible under the CBA?
Listen, if you wanted to, I don't know, hypothetical, let's say, have to be a third team involved. If you wanted to go out and try to get like Drew Holiday, for example, okay, just hypothetical, and you wanted to trade Darius, you would have to basically trade Darius to a third team and get Drew Holiday from Boston. That works because you are taking back less money. You know, one makes, I think, 34, 35. The other one makes close to 40. That type of deal would work. As far as with Jarrett, you know, he's going in. He still has one more year left on his original contract. So that's at 20. So you're basically looking at anything, anything less than 20, you know, $20 million, which it doesn't get you terrific value out there, but that's the type of framework. You just, as I said, you just can't combine his number with another salary. You know, if you can't combine him and Isaac's number to go get a $30 million player out there.
Why did the league move to do something that would limit, like, owners like Dan Gilbert, who love spending money, have no problem spending money and spare no expense? Why do you think the league went to this? Because originally it was, well, to prevent the super teams and everything, but now you have a team in Cleveland, homegrown draft picks, a superstar trade that they use their own assets to get. It wasn't like there was any collusion or conspiring to form a team like this, and it seems like they are now being penalized for drafting well.
Well, they're not really homegrown. I mean, they drafted well with Mobley and Garland, but they traded for Allen and Mitchell. So,
you know, but aren't those savvy trades and using your own assets to make it happen?
Sure. I mean, but they're similar to where Boston is. You know, Boston traded for Derek White and Porzingis, and they're going to pay a financial cost, and that roster is going to be torn apart after the season is. I think the reason why the league did it is why we're looking at the playoffs right now, where you can say any team remaining can still win a championship. I mean, that's a big reason why, and it forced owners like one of the wealthiest owners in Steve Ballmer in the world to walk away from, you know, basically the apron has scared billionaires. I mean, that's the reality of it, and the NBA has accomplished doing it, where you have, whether it be Ballmer walking away from Paul George, and that trade, and that worked for him. You know, them not signing Paul George was the best move they could do. Golden State not signing Klay Thompson, and it worked for him. You could still go out and, you know, we saw the Lakers go out and get Luka, and Golden State go out and get Jimmy Butler. The hard part now becomes is that when you were one of these you know, teams that pay a significant price, those deals basically kind of go out the window.
Bobby Marks joining us here from ESPN. Hey, in team building, how does a team get tougher?
Yeah.
How do they do that?
That's a good question. Listen, you're going to have to find, you know, as far as, yeah, it's not going to grow over the summer, right? Yeah. It's not going to, and it's funny because it's a good point. It's a good point because you watch some of these other series and some of these games kind of turn into a hockey, you know, like, you know, there's always going to be a, like, whether it be Golden State, the Houston series or Golden State, Minnesota, there's going to be a flare up somewhere, right? We didn't really see that as much. You know, I know we saw a little bit as far as maybe a teeny bit in this Indiana series because there was no guys that you can kind of throw in your fourth line and say, like, you know, hey, go out and get, you know, take care of their best player and stuff. So yeah, how do you go out and do that? I mean, I guess you're going to do it probably in the veteran minimum market there and find, you know, so you can find a guy that kind of fits that identity. But yeah, that's every team needs one or two of them. Unfortunately, Cleveland didn't have one. It probably pays more for the playoffs than regular season, but that's something. How do you get more of a defensive identity, and how do you become tougher?
Well, some people are saying like Tristan Thompson should go out there and start socking people. And I'm like, well, I don't know how that works. And they're like, well, how does it work? Well, Bobby, can you explain how that doesn't work like that?
Yeah, listen, if he went out there, I would think Tristan Thompson, he didn't make a lot of money. He would probably lose most of that paycheck that he earned this year as far as to do that. But I do think, you know, like P.J. Tucker, and I know P.J. Tucker's past his prime right now. Like when P.J. Tucker was in Milwaukee, and he had a role, right? I mean, there was a role for him out there. That's hard. It's just hard to kind of go out and find those type of guys now.
Bobby Marks, ESPN. Follow him on Twitter. Bobby, thank you very much for the time. All the best to you and yours.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. At Bobby Marks 42 on social media on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. That's Max Strus. He's a tough-talking fella. Hard-ass Max Strus. Yesterday, in the Cavs' end-of-season wrap-ups, where Donovan Mitchell did not sleep between Tuesday and Wednesday. Did you hear that part yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, nope, haven't slept. Just keep watching the basketball game and wondering where it went wrong. We have a lot of thoughts where it went wrong. Now, Max Strus, he's trying to take the seize the leadership mantle here. And I was wondering, and you were wondering, what his teammates might have been thinking when he sent that motivational text Tuesday morning to get ready for the Cavs game on Tuesday night, that pivotal game 5 that ended up not going our way. Well, former NBAer Jeff Teague, you might remember him, a lot of people called him Uncle Jeff. He has a podcast, the Club 520 podcast, and he's got two of his buddies there, and, well, why not go into the mind of a former NBAer? Of what he might have thought opening up his phone on Tuesday morning and reading a text from Max Strus.
Max Strus told everybody those.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What's up, unless you're ready to play?
Oh boy, where'd he go?
He 0-9.
Oh yeah, boy.
What?
I love him type of TikTok.
I would have blocked his ass so fast.
You know what's crazy? I was thinking about that when I was driving here. If they would have texted me that when I played for Milwaukee when we first played Brooklyn, like if y'all believe after the first two games, I think I would have went home. I was thinking I would like, if y'all just would have texted that to the group, like if y'all believe we could win this, I might have been like, man.
But see that? Cool though, bro. If y'all just text that, yeah, like
Max Strus,
yeah, Max Strus wildin', bro.
I get it.
Your locker room trash.
Yeah,
the vibe in locker room week. Max is just supposed to put the exclamation marks on the text.
He thought he was about to get that LeBron move. That's what LeBron texted when they was down 3-1.
And then the media, some yeah, they had to put that on TV.
Strus said simply, "If you don't believe, then don't show up for work."
I'm trying to think who was the equivalent of y'all team who could say that text. Me, literally me. If y'all ain't locked in, if y'all ready to play.
Or let PJ, me know. You want that from like your star to say that and for it to translate. Because yeah. Max Strus says that, you know, we love PJ, but if PJ go and score 0-9, they go, like, about to kick your ass.
Audio courtesy of the Club 520 podcast at TNT. Was he calling Max locker room trash, or was he saying
he was saying the Cavs locker room is trash?
Oh, okay,
because
he said
Max
the vibe
is the one sending that.
Well, it's interesting because Donovan did say that.
Max is only supposed to be exclamation points guy.
You go ahead and you say something because then I got a thought there.
Max has become, and now that I've spent some time over there, Max has become one of their true leaders and the guy that they believe in now. Do you have a problem with the roster if Max Strus is that guy? Because he's not necessarily able to back it all up on the court from night to night. And I thought he played fantastically this year. And there were moments in the playoffs where I'm like, man, I trust Max Strus more than some of these other guys. But I also said if Max Strus is playing like your second or third best player, you're probably not going far. And that, unfortunately, was the case. And then he had the 0-9.
Boy, I really wish I could disagree with these fellas. I can't. And let me give you the example why. Last couple years, how many times have I had to sit here after a game on a Sunday, on a Monday morning, going, why is Jacoby Brissett and Jameis Winston giving the motivational speeches?
Yeah.
Why? And you know what? It ain't just about him. What? And this man has been in the studio with us many times and just did me a nice personal favor. And I will reciprocate that hopefully by Thanksgiving with this man. Why is Rodney McLeod giving the motivational speeches? Why is that? And none of us have accused them of having a tight locker room here recently over there. So I wish I could disagree with Uncle Jeff. Can't disagree with him. Because that's something that, and hey, maybe Donovan is doing it. And we just didn't get the story. Maybe that's the case. But if you got guys coming off the bench sending that text out, keep your ass home if you don't believe.
Did he send it to everyone on the roster? Was there a delineation point where he said, all right, if you're above Jared Allen in the top four, right?
Yeah, I mean, because I can look at a different, like this is a different set of circumstances. Like, if Mitch said something to us, I'd get excited about, like, hey, focus up and get your ass in gear. I'd get excited about something like that. But if I'm not going to name names, but if certain people were to come in this room and go, what is with you guys? Focus up and get your... excuse me? Who the hell are you talking to? I think it might go out that way. It might go out that way. And you might have a problem if Max Strus is the one who's got to, come on, guys. Like, that's a tough one.
Who's Max been the Strus, tough guy? Who's been the hard ass on this team?
Max Strus.
Max Strus.
Yeah. So
got the headband.
Yeah. That's where I go. And I think that's where the locker room is trash is the comment that I guess, you know, if Donovan's sending that text, maybe everybody else is looking at it in a different light. But Max has been the hard ass all year. I think that's the hard ass text to send.
Jim and Perry, you're first up with the Fan.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
So, I mean, who is Jeff Teague to say anything like that?
Well, Jeff Teague was a champion. I looked up, knew his role on that team.
Believe it or not, he made $100 million.
It's a lot of money.
That's shocking to me.
It's a lot of money.
More than Corey Kluber.
Yeah, that's amazing. that's amazing. What a league. Go ahead, so, Jim.
Max Strus sending that doesn't, I don't think that bothered anybody. I mean, because he has been, you know, the vocal leader of the team. I mean, there's like Myles Garrett isn't very vocal. People talk about what a leader he is.
No, not on this show. No, we don't.
Can we look at a different team real quick? If Austin Hedges sends that text to the Guardians, nobody's batting an eye at it, but that's the equivalent right now.
Because Austin Hedges, he's a leader on that team.
Max Strus is the Austin Hedges of the Cavs.
Oh, okay. Well, wait a minute.
He vocally leads. He is not the guy that's statistically the leader of the team.
Hmm. That's fair.
I think it would be a totally different conversation if Max Strus had a better game. But
of course, if he went 9 for 9, that'd be a great story. Plus, we'd still be in this series.
He'd probably win.
But yeah, I don't think anybody on I don't think our locker room is trash. I think we have a really good group of guys.
Do they have too many nice guys?
Well, we have a really good group of guys.
Yes, we do have too many nice guys. I think the mentality of going out there and being, what was that, like they're doing like the junkyard dog thing a couple years ago.
Well, that was just silly, and then they had to sell it because it was sponsored. But
but there you go. But the thing is, they need some dudes out there that aren't afraid to, like, at least the Pacers, when they fouled us, they fouled us.
I think
100%.
We didn't
getting the most out of their fouls. Yeah.
We foul them hard the entire series?
Let me tell Jim something.
Threw an elbow and they reviewed it.
Jim, yeah. I know I've sounded like I've disagreed with you this entire call. I actually agree with you, but there's a different reason why. I agree with you because I think to us, to guys like you and me, and thank you for the call, Jim. We have no power over this. We're begging them to do anything. So when we read or hear about the text that Max Strus sent out, it's like, somebody's doing something. Finally, we're begging them to do something. So we don't have a problem with it. But I got to tell you, if I were Kenny Atkinson, I'm going, and again, maybe Donovan is in their faces. I don't know that. This is speculative. I'm going by that audio. If you're Kenny Atkinson, I'm going, who's going to, come on, let's go. Who's going to take the lead here? And it's Max Strus. I'm going, why is Max the one who's going to take the lead here? I don't like that. He is not the highest paid Cavalier. Neither was Jeff Teague. Jeff Teague knew his place. He was an NBA champion. With a team that had who? Giannis Antetokounmpo, who certainly knew his place and knows everybody else's place, which they are below him in terms of leadership.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.